Are you going to leave this up all year?
Yep, all year. Since you always made us take the Christmas tree down the day after Christmas, I'm making up for lost time.
If your idea of a good time is to pick up dried pine needles, treat yourself.
As if he's an authority on having a good time.
No, sir. Come on, I got that.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Maggie. Let's shove off.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for having us. Dinner was delicious as usual.
Thanks, Mom. Good sailing, Ahab.
Good night, Starbuck. How's work? Good?
Yep. It's good.
Well, drive carefully.
Hey, Daddy.
Here on Incredible Inventions, though, you're not going to spend $110 for it. You all know that. You're not even going to spend $100. It's an approximate one-month supply here, and all you'll spend for this entire package is just $39.92.
I was kind of interested that Alan was a blonde, and I hadn't seen anybody use a blonde.
Dad? I thought you guys left. Where's Mom? Hello? Hello? Mom? What's the matter?
We lost your dad. He had a massive coronary about an hour ago. He's gone.
Out of the vehicle, please.
Sir, I'm sorry. We'll be on our way.
I said, out of the vehicle. Keep your hands down. Let's see some ID.
No, not till I see yours.
Ah! 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 Ah!
Last time you were that engrossed, it turned out you were reading the adult video news.
I didn't think you'd be in today. How are you, Dana?
Dana? I'm fine, thank you. What are you working on?
2 days ago, a couple was kidnapped at Jackson University. Elizabeth Hawley and James Summers, both 19. Last year, another couple was kidnapped to the day, except that abduction occurred at Duke University. 1 week later, they found both students' bodies dead.
They were kept alive, tortured during that period.
No arrests were ever made. Police believed it to be a one-time offender, but now it appears to be a serial incident. Anyway, if he holds true to form, we have 5 days to find those kids.
That's a grim deadline.
Well, here's another grim deadline. In 1 week, Luther Lee Boggs will take a seat in the North Carolina gas chamber.
How is he related?
He claims to have information relating to the kidnapping. He described Hawley's bracelet down to the last detail. This is information that only family members could have known.
Or the kidnapper.
Boggs feels that if his talents help save these kids, then his sentence should be reduced to life in prison.
His talents?
He claims to have obtained this information through psychic transmissions.
Mulder, do I detect a hint of skepticism?
Perhaps. Boggs has been there before. In the chamber. My profile helped send him there. He was actually strapped to the chair before receiving an executive stay. He claims that this experience activated in him the ability to channel spirits and demons. I believe in psychic ability without a doubt, but not in this case, not Boggs.
So you believe that Boggs is orchestrating the kidnapping from the inside? A scam to save his life?
At the age of 6, Luther Boggs slaughtered every pet animal in his housing project. When he was 30, he strangled 5 family members over Thanksgiving dinner and then sat down to watch the fourth quarter of the Detroit Green Bay game. Some killers are products of society. Some act out past abuses. Boggs kills because he likes it.
And they've requested you speak with them.
Actually, he's requested to speak to me.
Why you?
He read my profile on him and he feels like I'm the only one who truly understands what he is. Anyway, I leave for Raleigh this afternoon.
I'll go with you. The funeral's at noon.
I think you should take some time.
I need to work.
I'm sorry about your father. I'll see you later.
Okay.
As a captain, he was entitled to burial in Arlington with full ceremony.
This is exactly the way he wanted.
Just the family. This song was playing when his ship returned from the Cuban blockade. He marched right off up to me. And he proposed. I know that you and Dad were disappointed that I chose the path I'm on instead of medicine. But I need to know. Was he at all part of me? He was your father.
soul of Luther Boggs drowns in hell's sea of fire. We have him now.
We? You mean the souls of your victims?
The dead, living, all souls are connected.
And you're the conduit?
Dana. Fox. Please understand that from here we can return to the past. We can see the present. We can know the future.
From here, where exactly are you?
Mr. Boggs must be made redemptive for his transgressions.
That's exactly what the state of North Carolina intends to do next week.
Let's deal. Boggs' life for the kids, you know what I'm saying?
First, you gotta prove you're telling the truth. Don't get me wrong, Luther. I want to believe.
God. No. No, stop, 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 stop. Pain. Pain, terrible pain. The boy. Jim. He's tied with twine. Packing twine. He whoops him with a coat hanger, a wire coat hanger. Oh. Dark place. Cold. Cellar. Warehouse condemned. An angel of a stone waterfall. Waterfall. Not a waterfall. Not water. There. Oh, God. I gotta go. I gotta go. I gotta go.
I tore this off my New York Knicks t-shirt. It has nothing to do with the crime.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me. Did you get my message, Starbuck?
Scully, what's wrong? Did Boggs say something to you?
No. It's my father. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Why don't you go back to the motel? We've exposed Boggs as a fraud. Boggs is not what he claims to be. He may be orchestrating the kidnapping. Now he knows we're on to him. He doesn't have a chance with the charade. I'm going to wait around here for a couple hours and try to interrogate him. Hopefully he'll tell me where the kids are.
Somewhere beyond the shore, we'll kiss just as before. Happy will be. And now we
waterfall. It's not a waterfall. An angel stone.
I just heard that Liz Hawley's family made a positive ID on the charm you found at the warehouse. The police are searching that place inch by inch, but they haven't been able to find anything yet. I expected to find you at the crime scene.
Did Boggs confess?
No, it was 5 hours of Boggs's channeling. After 3 hours, I asked him to summon up the soul of Jimi Hendrix and request it all along the watchtower. You know, the guy's been dead 20 years, but he still hasn't lost his edge.
I lied to the police about how I found the warehouse. I didn't notice any suspicious activities.
And how did you find it?
It was where Boggs said it would be.
Scully, I told you about Boggs.
I didn't go looking for it. I came across an area that had landmarks he spoke of.
That doesn't matter. That's exactly what Boggs wanted. He could have been setting you up. You could be dead right now. Why did you feel you had to lie on your police report?
I thought it would be a better explanation under the circumstances.
What you're really saying is that you didn't want to go on record admitting that you believed in Boggs. The Bureau would expect something like that from Spooky Mulder, but not Dana Scully.
I thought that you'd be pleased that I'd opened myself to extreme possibilities.
Why now? After all we've seen, why Boggs? Does this have to do with your father? He said that he didn't approve of you becoming an FBI agent. Now, if being on the job now makes you feel guilty or uncomfortable or uneasy, I think you should back away. Because if it's clouding your judgment, you're putting yourself in danger.
I love this job.
You love your father. Dana, open yourself up to extreme possibilities only when they're the truth. That goes for Luther Boggs and your father. As for Luther Boggs, he's the greatest of lies. I know he's working with someone on the outside, and they planted that evidence. And we have to be very careful about plotting our next move, because he's planned 5 steps ahead. The only advantage we have is time. Scully, take a look at this.
That's incredible. They found them?
That's exactly what I want Boggs to think.
I don't understand. Why didn't the police notify us?
They haven't been found. The article is bogus. The Carolinian made this one up just for us. Only 6 people know about it. Later on today, Boggs gets his weekly phone privileges. Hopefully he'll call his accomplice to find out what happened. Phone privileges in 2 hours. That phone. Turn it off.
Mulder, it's you.
Mulder.
How come you don't believe me? Agent Scully does. She believes me.
Agent Scully believes what we all believe. That you have the kids. Now, where are they?
Mulder, even if he is setting us up, we have to follow, because in 3 days...
Liz Hawley and Jim Summers will be dead.
And then a day later, our only connection to the case will be pulling up a chair at the gas chamber. We have to deal.
Kidnappers are aroused by the prospect of becoming a killer.
What's the name?
Can't say... Male.
Describe him.
Small. Thin. Late 20s. Skull. Human skull. Silver gray. His eyes cold. Very cold. Staring at Elizabeth.
Where is he?
Scissor. Oh, by the window. Holding back his stunts and killing. Waiting. This is a small bunkhouse on Lake Jordan.
You got that?
Walter, don't go near the White Cross. We see you down, and your blood spills on the White Cross.
Anything?
Sweep the docks!
Got it. He's out. He's coming to the left.
Federal agent!
Mulder!
Get in there! Yes, sir! Get in there now!
We need an ambulance! No, officer, down!
Agent, down! Get on the floor! Get away, sir!
Okay, if I can screen him for six, I want 2 liters of normal saline in now and give him 2 units of O-neg after the second screen.
Saline.
Let's transfer now.
Lucas Jackson Henry, 28. Did some time at Angola in Louisiana for sexual assault, narcotics, nothing big really. His personal history includes being witness to an auto accident in which his high school sweetheart was killed and his mother was decapitated. The 7-year anniversary of that accident is in 3 days.
He's reliving it. That would explain the deadline.
The most important element we found is there's substantial suspicion that Luther Lee Boggs' last 5 murders were committed with a partner. Now, the police up in Durham say they could never prove it in court, but they know that partner was Lucas Henry.
You set us up. You're in on this with Lucas Henry. This was a trap for Mulder because he helped put you away. Well, I came here to tell you that if he dies because of what you've done, 4 days from now, nobody will stop me from being the one that'll throw the switch and gas you out of this life for good, you son of a bitch!
Dana,
you're the one that believed me.
No! No, I do not believe you!
You don't believe me. Maybe you believe yourself.
There was that one time when I was 14 and my parents had gone to bed and I snuck downstairs all alone. Got one of my mom's cigarettes and went out onto the porch in the dark. I was so scared. My heart was beating. I mean, they would have killed me if they knew. But I was so excited. Not because of the cigarette, I mean, it was gross, but because I wasn't supposed to.
It could be a moment for any kid's life.
I know what you want. And I know who you want to talk to. Why don't you just go ahead and ask me?
I'll believe you. If you let me talk to him.
Thank you. Starbuck.
Nobody talks to anybody until I get a deal.
Don't underestimate my fear of dying, and don't downplay my terror going back to that chair. I know my hell's gonna be going back to that chair over and over again for all the time, but in this life, my one and only life, I don't ever want to go back again, ever! The last time I went to death's door and looked inside, I never talked to a minister for my life, ever, till that day. And he said, he who doth not love remains in death. And he who hates his brother is a murderer, and no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. My family, who I killed after their last meal, was right there to watch me over mine. And there, fear and their horror that I made them feel when I killed them was injected into me, and their collective fear alone was just one taste of hell. And then I felt myself leave my body. I thought they'd already killed me, and I saw thousands of souls rushing into my body.
It is a cold, dark place, Scully. Mahler's looking in on it right now.
It may be a cold, dark place for you, but it's not for Mulder, and it's not for my father.
I'm sure he'd like to tell you himself, but I'm not going to let him. Nobody speaks till you give me a deal.
I don't believe you.
Oh, well, there's plenty of room in that cold, dark place for liars, Scully. You go ahead and play it like you need to, but I know you believe me. But if you need to convince the judge I'm in on it with Lucas, go ahead. 'Cause either way, whether I'm running the show with Lucas or I'm channeling, no information's coming till I get a deal. I got nothing to lose.
Guard?
If I die, that boy goes to that cold, dark place.
The governor and the Supreme Court of North Carolina do not intend to make a deal with a mass murderer, especially one who I know is orchestrating a capital offense 2 days before his capital punishment.
Yes, sir.
The only thing Boggs will get from me is a timely death, and it's an overdue one at that.
We're running out of time. There's still no sign of Lucas Henry or Jim Summers. The rally police said,
no matter what, don't believe him. Boggs created this whole charade to get back at me for putting him on death row. You'd be the next best thing.
Mulder, I never thought I'd say this. But what if there's another explanation?
Don't deal with him. He could be trying to claim you as his last victim.
Boggs, you got your deal.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
All right, where are they? Luther, if you really were psychic...
I'd have known you lied. That there never was a deal. I know you tried. Scully. Avoid the devil. Don't follow Henry to the devil. Leave that to me.
Easy.
You come and say goodbye?
I believe that if you had orchestrated this kidnapping, Lucas Henry would have been aware of the danger you warned me about. He never would have crossed that bridge. So you saved Jim Summers' life. But you saved mine as well.
You come for some unfinished business. You want your father's message. Not now. You'd be there tonight, my witness. When they got me in that chair and they opened up that shield, you get your message.
Make a statement.
Our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
I was considering Boggs. If he knew that I was your partner, he could have found out everything he knew about me, about my father.
Scully.
Beyond the Sea was playing at my parents' wedding. Visions of deceased loved ones are a common psychological phenomena. If he knew that my father had...
Dana, after all you've seen, after all the evidence, why can't you believe?
I'm afraid. I'm afraid to believe.
You couldn't face that fear? Even if it meant never knowing what your father wanted to tell you?
But I do know.
How?
He was my